This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. envoy for North Korea said Sunday that North Korea's recent ballistic missile tests were concerning and counterproductive for efforts to reduce tensions if Pyongyang should insist and engage in talks. Special to reporters after and speaking to reporters after meeting with his South Korean counterpart in Seoul, the special representative, Sung Kim, said the United States is committed to exploring sustained and substantive diplomacy with North Korea. Pyongyang so far has rejected U.S. overtures accusing Washington and Seoul of taking and talking diplomacy while ratcheting up to tensions and tensions with their own military activities. On Thursday, the North said the United States was overreacting to a submarine-launched ballistic missile that it called self-defense and questioned the sincerity of Washington's often offers to use of talks and warnings of consequences. European Union leaders pledged on Friday to keep up the pressure on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko to halt the flow of migrants from his country and raise the prospect of new sanctions and calls by some bloc members to build walls and fences to thwart new arrivals. EU members Poland and Lithuania have been struggling to cope with the unusually high number of migrants arriving at their borders with Belarus in recent months. The EU is accusing Lukashenko's government of using them to destabilize the 27-country region in retaliation for EU sanctions. This is VOA News. Colombian security forces have captured the country's most wanted drug trafficker, a rural world warlord who stayed on the run for more than a decade by corrupting state officials and aligning himself with combatants on the left and right. President Iván Duque likened the arrest Saturday of Dario Antonio Suga to the capture 3 decades ago of Pablo Escobar. Colombia's military presented Suga to the media in handcuffs and wearing rubber boots preferred by rural farmers. Suga, better known by his alias, is the alleged head of the much-feared Gulf clan, whose army of assassins has terrorized much of northern Colombia to gain control of major cocaine smuggling routes through thick jungles north to Central America and on to the U.S. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has ordered 10 foreign ambassadors who called for the release of jail philanthropists to be declared persona non grata. The envoys include the U.S., French, and German representatives in Ankara. They had also issued a statement earlier this week calling for a resolution in the case of Osman Kavala. He's a businessman and a philanthropist held in prison since 2017, despite not having been convicted of a crime. Erdogan made the announcement Saturday during the reality a rally. The other countries are Netherlands, Canada, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Norway, and New Zealand. Leaked documents obtained by the Associated Press show that Facebook in India dithered in curbing the hate speech and anti-Muslim content on its platform and lacked enough local language moderators to stop misinformation. That misinformation at times led to real-world violence. The files show that these problems have been plaguing the company for years, particularly in cases where members of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling party created multiple Facebook accounts to amplify anti-Muslim content. The highlight of Facebook's constant struggles is quashing abuse of content on its platforms in the world's biggest democracy and the company's largest growth market. Communal religious tensions in India have a history of boiling over into a social media and stoking violence. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA